Senator Kerry enjoys broad bipartisan support, so the hearing was less about him getting the job and more about what he'll do with it. He said the first priority for U.S. diplomacy is resolving the country's domestic budget crisis.
It's hard to tell the leadership of a number of countries that they have to deal with the IMF, balance their budget, create economic order where there is none, if we don't provide it for ourselves.
Senator Kerry said the United States must confront immediate challenges, including terrorism and the threat from Iran's nuclear program. Iran says its program is peaceful. Senator Kerry says it's easy enough to prove with inspections.
We will do what we must do to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. And I repeat here today, our policy is not containment, it is prevention. And the clock is ticking on our efforts to secure responsible compliance.
After nearly 30 years in Congress, Kerry is well known in much of the world, both with longtime allies and leaders who Washington opposes. He says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has missed his chance for peaceful change. Senator Marco Rubio says it's time to settle on a comprehensive strategy for Syria.
I think it was in our national interest to help an opposition form and organize itself. We've been so disorganized in our involvement in Syria that now we're at a point where the opposition in Syria, when they win, and they will win, are just as angry at us as they once were at Russia and China and the other nations and Iran and other nations that stood with Assad.
Kerry said a precipitous collapse holds risks for Syria's neighbors, including Israel.
If you have a complete implosion of the state, nobody has clear definition of how you put those pieces back together, number one. And number two, you have a much greater risk with respect to the chemical weapons.
Brookings Institution scholar Michael O'Hanlon says he expects Kerry will help President Obama in much the same way Hillary Clinton has.
Hillary got along better with the Israelis than President Obama did. Same thing for John Kerry, who has a pretty good relationship with Netanyahu, among others. Kerry's also done okay in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Senator Kerry said it's time for a new U.S. role in the world, where young people are rebelling against years of disenfranchisement and humiliation. Scott Stearns, VOA News, the State Department.